With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. A number of Washington, D.C. area restaurants are serving food from a faraway place, North Dakota's Family Farms. There are five founding farmers' restaurants located in and around the nation's capital, and another two on the way. The restaurant's message is this: small farms across the U.S. are growing the country's best foods. Mark Watney is the president of the North Dakota Farmers Union and says the state's farmers get to bring their products right to the consumer at these Beltway restaurants.
There's a lot of money that's made on food, but the farmer tends to be the low man on the totem pole or the low woman on the totem pole, and we're concerned that we're not getting paid a fair shake for what we sell, and this is one way for us to garner, again, more of that profit.
Food is sourced from family farms and ranches as well as farmer-owned cooperatives. Founding Farmers has been a massive success so far, and in the end, Watney says, it's a model that favors big agricultural farms.
We really need a new demand. We need new avenues for income. We need things that raise those price of commodities up, or we're going to consolidate this industry down to a few farmers who maybe will organize to a point of where the consumer won't benefit.
Now, Watney also says that founding farmers' restaurants aren't located in Washington, D.C. just so they can influence policymakers. He says the capital was also chosen because it's basically recession-proof. Thanks for listening to today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.